This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Tony Clark, Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com. Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Tony Clark, Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner.
The real victim in the whole Keystone XL debacle is the rule of law. There are certainly relations with Canada have been harmed. There are other sort of victims, in a sense, that have fallen by the wayside in this. But I would say that the greatest one is the sense that we've have probably violated the rule of law in terms of this particular permitting process. Whether you are for Keystone XL or whether you are adamantly opposed to Keystone XL, it would seem like everyone could agree that the developer should be able to get an answer in less than 7 years. I mean, it doesn't take that long to develop a particular record. And then if the State Department were to approve it, that can be taken to court, and a judge can look at it and make a decision up or down whether they did a good job. Whether it's blocked, then the developer could take it to court, and a judge could look and see if the State Department has acted arbitrarily and capriciously. But simply not doing anything and not acting on an application for 7 years really undermines the rule of law in terms of how infrastructure is supposed to be developed when you can't even get an answer. If it can be done with this project, then it can be done with another project, it can be done with a transmission line, and it becomes harder and harder to cite anything in this country.
To listen to the entire interview with Tony Clark, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.